Socrates. Hey, we know that name.
Yeah. Hey, look him up. Oh, it's under Socrates.
Oh, yeah. Socrates. The only true wisdom consists in knowing that you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to the Mike Kara radio program, Eye on the Nation, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois, USA, planet Earth.
Welcome back to another edition of the Mike Kara radio program, Eye on the Nation. We definitely have our eye on the nation. As always, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois, USA, planet Earth. And today we want to do a show about diabetes and kind of bust some myths, tell the truth about diabetes. And with me today is Andy Mandel, who is also known as Mr. Diabetes, who is a co-founder and executive director of Defeat Diabetes Foundation Incorporated, a nationally registered 501c3 nonprofit dedicated to creating awareness about and preventing diabetes. He is knowledgeable in the field of diabetes, authored a fitness manual for diabetics, articles for a variety of publications and websites, and assisted in developing a screening test brochure that has been distributed to millions of children throughout the United States. And Andy also is a type 2 insulin dependent diabetic diagnosed back in 1985. Andy, it's sure a pleasure and honor that you could talk to us about diabetes and your foundation. And, you know, we want to bust a lot of myths. But the first thing I think we want to start with is the actual definition of diabetes, because respectfully, I think a lot of our listeners know, okay, it's something to do with insulin, something to do with the pancreas. But let's talk about what is diabetes.
Well, first of all, Mike, thank you for this opportunity. Any opportunity to reach the public with this issue is huge. It's an epidemic that's out of control, and the only way we're going to impact this is with information and education. So you're really starting off at a great point. What is diabetes? Well, diabetes is an issue of diet, for the most part. It's a metabolic disorder. And so that's most important. If we eat properly, the food we eat, the fuel we eat, is what fuels the system. So diet is very, very important. And I'm just going to give a couple of overview thoughts, and then we can get into it a little bit later. But that's one of the issues. And for that, we demand almost for diabetics and recommend for everybody else 5 to 9 servings a day of fruits and vegetables. So raw food is very, very important. A lot of antioxidants and good nutrition in those foods. Whole grains are very, very important. And that's, you know, legumes. I mean, so diet is very, very important. It's also a medical issue. And by that, we need medical oversight by a specialist. It could be recommended is an endocrinologist, but it could also be an internal medicine specialist and also certified diabetes educators. These are people all trained. If you have diabetes, you need to be under the care of one of these type medical professionals. And then, of course, exercise and fitness is very, very important. Now, as to diabetes, all the food that we eat goes into our systems. It's converted into blood sugar, or the word glucose, as people come to know it as. And that feeds the 60 trillion cells in our body. The bloodstream is the highway that all this nutrition travels on. So that's how the nutrition gets to different parts of our bodies. And we need this glucose. Anything with OSE stands for sugar, and glucose is blood sugar. Some parts of our body need it 24/7 from the moment we're born to the second we leave this planet. And that would be like the brain. Other areas where it's not being used can be stored, like much, or where do you want me to go with this?
No, that's definitely a good start, and let's kind of expand on that. And we know that there's different types, so I guess the question is, how does the type 1 and type 2 fit into all this?
Okay, the diabetic epidemic as it currently exists in this country, there are 24 million Americans with diabetes. Up to a third don't even know they've got it. That's how insidious this disease is. 10% of that population is type 1. Now, type 1 is a pure medical issue. This affects people or kids from birth to usually early adolescence. Their pancreas is not producing insulin, which is the hormone that is necessary to balance the food that we just talked about that comes into our system. So they need insulin. It's the extreme form of diabetes, but it's a medical issue. Then the other 90% of your diabetic population is mostly lifestyle, and that would be considered type 2 diabetes. Up till recently, and I would say recently being, say, around the year 2000, if you want to have a cutoff mark, that could be considered realistic. The type 2 diabetes was mostly for adults, and it used to be called adult onset, but now we find that it has worked its way down into the elementary schools, and kids in elementary schools are now getting type 2. So what we've learned is that it's an issue of lifestyle primarily, and type 2 is preventable up to 95%. Now we know how to do this. And this is where the Defeat Diabetes Foundation comes in. We don't deal with the medical aspects, searching for that cure, quote unquote, because, again, that isn't happening in the near future. The reality is, though, is that we know how to prevent type 2 diabetes up to 95%. We can even profile who's likely to get it, and in many cases, even before birth. So we put our emphasis into that awareness and prevention. And when those fail, of course, early identification is key. And the third type in a major group consideration here would be gestational diabetes. And that's where diabetes affects pregnant women. And that might be maybe 5% of your pregnancies are affected by gestational diabetes. And after the birth of the child, maybe half of those go into a non-diabetic profile. But the risk is high both for the baby and for the and for the mother. So those are your three basic types of diabetes.
Okay. And you know, we want to talk a little bit more, about as far as hereditary. Now, we know that if diabetes runs in the family, then that is definitely a concern then for our listeners. If a relative has that, then they probably should be aware that they could get it then.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that is definitely one of the risk factors. The another risk factor that people don't even hear about is that if a baby weighed 9 pounds or more at birth, that's a risk factor. Other risk factors that you probably have heard about, and for your listeners that haven't, certain ethnicities are at much higher risk than others. For example, excuse me, if you're African American, that's a higher risk profile. If you're Hispanic, that's a higher risk profile. If you're Asian, that's another higher risk profile. If you're Native American, again, a higher risk profile. Pacific Islander, once again. And there's that genetic link that you just spoke about. And, of course, as in all epidemics, there are more people entering into this system of diabetes that had no previous history. You know, that's why it's growing to the extent that it has. The worst part of it, though, is that, and well, maybe the good news, too, it's kind of like a double-edged sword with this one. There are 57 million 57 million pre-diabetics. Now, these are people that have the tendency to become diabetic, and unless they make adjustments in their lifestyle, they will get diabetes in the next 10 to 15 years. So if it's already an epidemic with 24 million and 8 million not knowing about it, can you imagine what 57 million added to that burden is going to be? But the good news is that we can prevent it up to 95%, which is huge. We have that power to do that, and not by waiting for a cure. We can prevent it by lifestyle. We know how to do it. We urge people to take action, to get involved with their lifestyle. Don't wait for that magic bullet. It ain't coming, folks. Not quick in a hurry, it isn't.
Okay, you know what, Andy? That sounds simply fantastic. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. Today, we're talking all about diabetes, giving some Diabetes 101 and just kind of busting some myths, but kind of giving people an opportunity to learn more about diabetes as well as a great foundation out there. And speaking of great foundations, my guest today speaking all about diabetes is the one and only Mr. Diabetes, Mr. Andy Mandel, who is a co-founder and executive director of Defeat Diabetes Foundation, which is a nationally registered 501c3 nonprofit dedicated to creating awareness and preventing diabetes. And Andy is an author. He's done a lot of work in publications, and it is a pleasure that Andy could tell us about this disease and kind of give us more of an overview, as well as telling us all about the Defeat Diabetes Foundation. I guess my guest is Andy Mandel, and you are listening to the Mike Care Radio Program. Eye on the Nation. Definitely have our Eye on the Nation, as always, proudly broadcasting from Woodbridge, Illinois, USA, planet Earth. And please stay with us for our next segment of this edition of our program today.